Was ist die? Look, Dio. Oh, was ist das? Yes, my beloved cat has just come in and he's decided that he wants fuss and attention because he's been fighting with bigger, uglier cats, haven't you? Hey, 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 come here. Come here, hello. This, look, an iPad. You like iPads? Yeah, you do. You're a good cat. Bless him. He tried to bring in a blackbird this morning. I say tried. He got as far as the kitchen table. Because when he ever brings in something that's dead, that he's treating as his, he's very possessive. So he comes in and he's growling. And I know this particular growl. It says, get the hell away from me. This is mine. You're not having it. Which instantly means you're not having it either. So proceed the 5-minute hilarity of blind girl chasing Bengal cat. I managed to get him downstairs. He was going to go outside. Grabbed hold of him. Kept hold of him. For 3 minutes trying to get a bag open to extract the little thing out of his mouth. It was completely dead. Which was a good thing. And he's just like, in a really semi-menacing, I'm trying to be a big cat sort of way. Which he can't pull off because he's not a big cat yet. He's got another year before he gets that privilege. But yeah, he's just like, look, I brought stuff home because you're not feeding us enough. Thanks, Dee. But especially with the house on the market, I don't really want feathers and entrails on the carpet. Tar. Bless him. He does try hard, though. But that's the only time he ever growls. And then when he comes in, he comes when I call him, which is handy. He will jump on me, and he'll make this purting noise, which is like, you know, it's me, hug me. Dion, where are you, darling? Having some dinner, because, you know, I took his blackbird away. I'm really, really mean. I'm horrible. I mean, okay, the other two do occasionally bring blackbirds in, along with mice. Actually, Isis is quite a fan of field mice. Sari, I'm not sure about her, really. But Dion's the only one who's ever tried to get a live pigeon through the cat flap. Yes, live pigeon. I don't actually think the pigeon was smaller than him either. I think it might have been, you know, a head bigger. He's only done it once. And, well, I took it away from him. He tried a thrush. I took that away from him. That was alive. He's a hunter-gatherer, that one. Bless him.